Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey folks, it's the last episode of SupDoc for 2016. Yay! Just want to thank all you guys for listening and supporting SupDoc. George, Will, and I try to deliver a great podcast each and every episode, and we really appreciate you guys listening and tweeting and telling your friends about it. If you do really like SupDoc, please do tell your friends. We would love more listeners, and we want to be able to deliver a great podcast to as many people that want to listen to it. And so this episode is going to be a little different. It's going to be a lot shorter, and I'm not joined by George. More of a wrap-up of 2016 and just saying some thanks and stuff. And I do want to tell you guys about a couple docs that I watched this year that I really loved, and we haven't done an episode on these yet. So let me get into that. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but Lo and Behold. It's a very entertaining documentary by one of the masters, Mr. Werner Herzog. I love Werner Herzog. I love his films, and I really, really enjoyed this documentary. Lo and Behold, it takes a look at the history and the future of the internet and how it affects human interaction and modern society. It's really great. It has all of Herzog's kindness and humor, and it's beautifully shot, and it's a wonderful story, and it's told really well, too, in that classic kind of Herzog way. It might even be one of his best docs. I really enjoyed this documentary. I learned a lot watching this film, and one person in particular I really enjoyed was the hacker Kevin Mitnick. He was fun to watch and to hear his stories. He talked about how he hacked into the phone systems so that he would know the FBI were closing in on him. He would see it on his GPS, and he would try to get out before. But you should definitely watch it, especially because of Kevin Mitnick, who I thought was very entertaining. And for once, you know, Mr. Herzog seemed puzzled about his subject. Usually he's kind of like with his subjects in the film themselves, and he has a lot to say, but we don't get the usual running commentary we get from his past docs, maybe because he can't himself imagine what the future of the internet will be. But it's great. It's compelling. Cosmologist Lawrence Krauss talks to Herzog for a while, and he says, "No one ever gets the future right. We never got our flying cars and moon bases. We got the World Wide Web instead." And speaking of that, of the World Wide Web, you can see Lo and Behold, it is now on demand on Amazon Video and on iTunes, as well as on DVD on Netflix. So check it out, Werner Herzog's Lo and Behold. Very entertaining. Another doc I really enjoyed, and I'm not sure enjoyed is the right word, but I really enjoyed 13th. 13th is a 2016 documentary by director Ava DuVernay. It centers around race and racism in the United States, which, as we all know, is a huge problem in this country. It seems to rear its head all the time and has not gone away. Some would even say it's gotten worse. But this doc centers on race in the United States and the criminal justice system. And the film is titled after the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which outlawed slavery. And I got to say, the doc it's kind of exhausting. You get a lot of information there. When I first sat down to watch this, I thought to myself, like, well, you know, how much more am I going to get to know from what I already know about slavery and the race relations in the United States and the penal system? And I got to say, a lot more. The stories and the history that you get through this, when they talk to many incredibly intelligent interviewees in this doc, and at times the information you get is infuriating, it makes your blood boil, but it's also quite eye-opening. Basically, it's hard to sum up this doc because there's so much. Just I would recommend you just sit down and you check it out and maybe watch it with your old uncle and see what happens. 13th is currently available on demand and on Netflix. Now, here's a list of some other docs I watched this year that I really enjoyed. All of these are on Netflix. Just do this without a summation. But if you can check them out, I really, really dig them. One was called Hello, I Am David, which is awesome. It's about the piano player that was featured in the movie Shine with Jeffrey Rush. Another Werner Herzog documentary called Into the Inferno about volcanoes and the Earth itself. Very, very good. Another doc I enjoyed, Amanda Knox. As some of you may remember, Amanda Knox was an American in Italy and was accused of murder. Murder. So it's true crime, but it's also quite compelling. I learned a lot of stuff in this documentary, especially about Amanda Knox and the media and what they will do to you and make you think and feel. Ah, the media. Boy, 2016, the media, fake news, what? And another doc I really enjoyed, and I even talked about this on our hosts episode, but it's Finders Keepers. This one is very moving. It's funny. It's compelling. It's intriguing. It takes place in the South, and a man finds a amputated leg in a barbecue grill, and the story unfolds from that. Again, Finders Keepers. Another great doc I really enjoyed that I haven't seen many people talking about, but it's called The Man Whose Mind Exploded. It's also, again, all these are on Netflix, but The Man Whose Mind Exploded is about a guy who basically has lost his memory and he lives day to day like that. And he is fascinating. The subject, the guy is fascinating. It's a great documentary. It's well made. And I would recommend it to all. So again, these docs are all on Netflix, so they're easily watched and found. But Hello, I Am David, Into the Inferno, Amanda Knox, Finders Keepers, and The Man Whose Mind Exploded. Obviously, there's hundreds more great documentaries. These are just a few that came off the top of my mind when thinking about what I wanted to recommend for you guys. But it'd be great over the holidays to sit down and to watch these. I'd recommend them to everybody. And now, guess what?
What, Paco?
We got mail! Time for mail! This is awesome. This is our first fan mail. Our first fan mail. I wish George was here to high five and to hug it out. But we got an email from a lovely gent named Gregory, who lives in London. Sorry, Greg, about that accent I just did. But I just wanted to read his email because it's awesome, and we're really honored that he emailed us. And I'm just going to read that email now. He says, "Hi, great start. My name is Gregory, and I live in London. I just started university and wanted to let you know that I listen to your podcast and really love it. I listen to it when I'm walking to classes. I'm a big documentary nerd, me too, and have gotten to know a lot about documentaries I have not heard of prior to listening to your episodes. Oh, I love sports and just heard your You Don't Know Bo episode with Mr. Davis." He's talking about Billy Wayne Davis, who sat down with us and talked about You Don't Know Bo, the 30 on 30 documentary. Gregory goes on to say, "I really enjoyed it and want to learn more about American football." Well, there you go. American football. Hike. Go wide. Go left. Post route. Cornerbacks. Touchdown. Extra point. He says, "My favorite episode thus far are the Rodney Asher interviews. He's quite smart, and I'm a huge Stanley Kubrick fan." That's right. We did part one and part two of talking to director Rodney Asher, who directed Room 237 and The Nightmare, plus other great films. You can listen to that those two episodes on iTunes or go to our website at supdocpodcast.com. Anyways, Gregory goes on to say, "Cheers, mates," which is awesome to get an actual legitimate cheers, mates. "Keep up the great work." Well, thank you so much, Gregory. We really, really appreciate you writing to us, and we welcome anyone to send us an email. Let us know what you love, what you don't love, what you're watching, what you would like to have us talk about, a guest that you would like us to have on, and email us at supdocpodcast@gmail.com. And we will read your mail on the air. Also, another thing I think is cool, and I've heard other podcasts do this, but you could record yourself. Maybe do a quick review of a documentary that you just watched yourself, and we might air it. So, you know, record yourself doing a quick little summation of a documentary that you enjoyed or didn't like or, you know, whatever. And we might put it on the air on one of our episodes. I think that would be awesome. And also, we want to remind you that SupDoc will be live in San Francisco Sketchfest. That's right, folks. We're back. Yay! Last year was awesome, and thank you guys for coming out to that. And this year, we will be at Piano Fight again in San Francisco at 4:30 p.m. Sunday, January 29th. That Sunday, January 29th at Piano Fight in San Francisco at 4:30 p.m. And we'll be showing the hilarious and short documentary Memorial Day 2000. Man, this is going to be awesome. You can find Memorial Day 2000 on YouTube if you want to see it now and see what you're about to get yourselves into, or just wait till we show it at Piano Fight, and we'll have a panel of funny and talented folks with us to discuss it. So, and plus it's free. It's a free show, so come join us. That's, again, it's SupDoc Live in San Francisco at Sketchfest. If you join us on Facebook, like our page on Facebook, we'll have all of our information there as well. And again, we'll be showing the short but hilarious documentary Memorial Day 2000. And we'll also have a panel of very talented and funny people with us to discuss it. Another great thing that happened to us this year is we got a sponsor. Yay! We're always looking for more sponsors. So if you're out there and you own a company and want to sponsor SupDoc, we would love it. But we want to give a special shout out to JLab Audio for sponsoring us. They're awesome. And if you go to JLabAudio.com, you can get 15% off any audio gear using the discount code SupDoc. Did I say 15%? I think I did. 15% any audio gear using the discount code SupDoc. That's SUPDOC at JLabAudio.com. Tell them SupDoc sent you. We also have a lot of great episodes coming up in 2017 as well. We talk with comedian Bert DeVitri about the 2015 doc, The Death of Superman Lives. What happened? As some of you might know, there was a moment when Nicolas Cage was going to play Superman, and Tim Burton was going to direct it, and everything was going to be right in the world. And then it never happened. So this documentary takes a look at that. We also have comedian Ryan Singer joining us to talk about the doc Sirius, which involves aliens and otherworldly phenomenons. And we talked to Brett Berg. He's the film curator at Alamo Drafthouse LA. And we talked to him about the decline of Western civilization to the metal years. The metal years, it's hair, girls, beer, and Lemmy. And we also sit down with comedian, musician, and a good buddy of mine, Mr. Henry Phillips. We talk about one of my all-time favorite docs, The Kid Stays in the Picture. Did I love Ellie McGraw? You bet your ass I did. All of these are coming out in 2017. Oh my gosh, 2017. So please remember to listen and download and subscribe and rate and comment and all that kind of stuff. And again, if you haven't yet, please rate and comment on our iTunes page. We love rates and comments. So please do that. All right, folks. For me, Paco Romaine, Mr. George Chen, and our producer, Will Scoville, we want to wish all of you a very safe and happy holiday. And I hope you get out there and you watch some docs and you support artists and musicians and comedians and writers and artistic people of this world. And thanks again, guys, for listening to SupDoc. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again in 2017. Thanks very much.